97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Mark Coxon here, Bo Matthews. Of course, Carl is picking the music, and how fitting.
It's the theme from Vacation.
I know.
Love it.
Love it. On the road, baby. Because Bill's on the road.
Bill is on the road, absolutely. And, you know, this is the time of the year. Maybe you've already started planning your road trips. A lot of people are thinking road trips or vacations anyway. We have an author and national travel journalist, Bill Cleveland. BillOnTheRoad.com is his website. And, boy, has he got a challenge. I'm going to call it a challenge because anytime you pick up a Route 66 book, it almost feels like a challenge. Like you want to go to these places. You want to check them off your bucket list. You want to get your trip ticket out from AAA. Bill, welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. How are you, sir?
I am well. How are you? Good to hear your voice.
Thank you very much. You too, man. Tell me about this project you put on and about the book.
Yeah, so it's called The Ultimate American Music Bucket List. And what I wanted to do, Bo, I go to all of these really cool music sites, whether they're recording studios or old record labels or, you know, even grave sites or memorials or, statues, whatever. And I wanted to put a collection of all of these things in one book so that when people are traveling, if they love music, any kind of music, it could be bluegrass music, rock and roll, whatever. There are all these great sites all over the country where people can trace American music history and also just sites that sort of preserve, the legacy of people. Dolly Parton, Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Anybody.
That's great, Bill. Hey, good talking to you again, my friend. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. Good to hear from you, too.
Absolutely. You know, I would have big trouble writing a book like this. Probably because I'm so biased in the kind of music I like and what I don't like. And you probably had to deal with a little bit of that because clearly if you have a preference for country over rock and roll or hip hop or whatever it is, you'd want to put an emphasis on those spots. How did you pick and choose?
Well, the good thing is I've done my travel stories across the country. I've been introduced to all sorts of people. You know, last night I was actually editing a little podcast interview that I did at the Bluegrass Hall of Fame in Owensboro, Kentucky. I don't know anything about bluegrass. I don't have a bluegrass CD anywhere, whatever. But I met these people and I learned the stories of guys like Bill Monroe and so I have an appreciation, even though it's not my favorite type of music. So I doing all these stories, different types of music genres. I had that tucked away in the back of my mind. So I hope I gave a pretty fair shake. I will tell you, this might break your heart, Mark, especially, there's not really a lot of rap music in the book.
I'm not buying it. Just forget it.
Yeah. Is there a Sammy Hagar chapter?
Pretty much everything else is represented, whether it's jazz or blues or pop, whatever. It's in there.
What about Motown? Did you cover anything up?
Okay.
Tell me what you did with that.
Oh, yeah. You bet. Yeah. I've been to Motown twice up in Detroit. And, one of the things that I try to do in this book is remind people of all of the experiences that they can have when they do these trips. So, an experience you can have at Motown, you can actually go in, you can tour the studio. And one cool thing that they do, Bo, they take you into the very studio where all those great Motown songs were recorded, and they let you sing a song. So you're singing with your tour group or whatever. So maybe it's My Girl or, something by the Four Tops or the Supremes, but you sing a song and you can now put on your resume, hey, I sang a song in Motown Studio. So it's a lot of fun, a lot of cool experiences you can have.
Yeah, if we do that, Bo's going to have to sing bass, I'm afraid.
Of course he could.
I'll play the part of Bowser. Remember, what was the group?
Shana.
There you go. Yeah. So tell me, is this in a chronological order? Is this a map that you've built? How are people going to use this and actually put it in their vehicle and go down the road to go to these spots?
Right. So so the website is AmericanMusicBucketList.com. That's where you can get the book. And basically what I did, I had room. When you do these books, you only get a certain amount of pages to work with. So I did chapters on probably about 100 different sites. There's really no specific chronological order, but I did break them up into, you know, statues and murals and grave sites and, like I say, recording studios and different things like that. And then in the back of the book, what I did, I did a little, I divided it up by state. So if you're in California, you can go, oh, what are some of the sites I can see here? Or if you're in, you know, Ohio, what are some of the sites that you might see in the state of Ohio? So sure. It's kind of a fun book to keep throw in the glove compartment when you're out traveling and get some ideas for your road trip.
Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun. I mean, I follow you. Obviously, we're friends on Facebook. You know how long I've known Bill Cleveland?
How long?
We are.
You were not? Did you unfriend me?
I'm kidding.
You're a fan of his fan page.
That's it. Bill has no idea who the hell I am. Actually, Bill, do you want to tell him our history, please?
Uh-oh.
Philip.
Yeah, sure. I met Mark back. I was maybe 19 or 20, something like that. We worked at Channel 4. Well, Mark worked. I just kind of put in time, but
you did time.
Yeah, Mark was a great friend. One of the nicest people I met. I'm reading it the way he asked me to say it.
Thank you.
Wow.
I ran the teleprompter at KMOV Channel 4. That was my first job in broadcasting.
Oh my
goodness. And I tell this story occasionally. I'll never forget. There was this printer, this big printer in the middle of the newsroom. And that was part of our job, was to collect the scripts that came off of this printer. And one day, it was like just middle of the day, and I'm minding my business, sitting there at the desk, and the printer goes off. So your job, you know, you go and you grab whatever's on the printer. And I go and I grab what's on the printer, and I look at it, and Mark Cox had just sent this little thing, and it said, "Bill, what the hell are you doing?" That was the very important piece of news programming at the moment. I still have that paper, by the way.
Do you really?
Wow.
That is fantastic.
Somewhere.
So did you have control over the teleprompter where you could screw with Mark?
Oh,
and if so, did you ever screw with it? Has anybody ever done that as a prank to you?
Like Anchorman?
No, somebody may have done it tomorrow. I didn't. I was very professional in my job and tried not to get fired.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I really enjoyed that job. I think I made like $8 an hour.
Whoa.
All of that went to parking downtown, so I didn't make any money, but it was fun.
No, that the great thing. The thing about that production assistant job is they had to limit your number of hours, or they had to pay you union wages. So they watched them like a hawk to make sure they weren't working too many hours, so they didn't have to pay them a decent wage.
Don't walk past the teleprompter prank, though. Did anybody ever do that to you?
No, not really.
Didn't get you to the page you needed, or something like
here's
that.
Here's the highest compliment I can pay for Bill. Bill understood how the prompter worked, and he made it work properly. But there was this was old school. This is back, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong here, Bill, back when you had to take the scripts off that thing and tape them all together like they had adhesive.
I'm not quite that old, but it was still a lot different than it is now, because now if you watch television, a lot of these guys on TV, they run their own prompter, which is insane to me. They have a pedal underneath their desk.
Or they do it by their hand. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Which is insane.
They've eliminated that. They eliminated that teleprompter operator job a long time ago.
Do presidents do that too? Do they run their own teleprompter? Well,
and you know, Bill also used to work here. He used to do nights on KZK.
Whoa.
Like any radio person, I've had 450 jobs. Yeah. I did. That's right. KZK. Okay. You bet.
So if you don't mind, back to the book, though. It's not a coffee table book. It's something that is small enough that can fit in your bag or in your glove box, you said, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a road trip guide, so you want to take it with you when you travel, take it when you're planning your trips. People think this is me insulting myself, and it isn't. But here's the deal. All the books that I write are very digestible. They're very easy to read, because I write for people that don't want to read. Okay, I'm one of these people. Really, it's crazy. I've written 5 books. I don't particularly love reading. I want to read a book where I can get my information, get something, you know, out of it quick, be done with it. That's the way I write my book. So it's very easy to read. You get a lot of great information, but not a coffee table book. It's something that you should, you know, be able to take with you. And like I say, put in the glove compartment or wherever it is that you keep your road trip gear and use it for planning.
So as this is coming to my mind right now, when you went to these locations, were there family members of these famous people in the area? Are they still running the, you know, the Buddy Holly, you know, store? Or, you know, is there family members that you had a chance to talk to?
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes it is the case. There's a Hank Williams Museum in Montgomery, Alabama.
Sure.
There's a woman who, she wasn't necessarily related to Hank, but her dad was a close friend of Hank Williams. There's a great story. We don't have time to go into it, but I took a visit to Johnny Cash's ranch just outside of Nashville, and I was under the impression that I was the only one on the property. And because I was invited, but I walked into the actual house, just to kind of poke around and look. And as I walked in the door, there were members of the Cash family that were in there, and they were super nice. It was very awkward though, because I didn't know that anybody else was on the property. But they were very cool. In fact, in the book, there's a picture of me sitting in Johnny Cash's favorite leather chair.
Wow.
That he sat in when he would go out to this ranch that apparently he didn't even know he had until later in life. Some accountant was like embezzling from him and bought this ranch. And then when Johnny Cash found out about it, fired the accountant and said, hey, you know what? I kind of like this place. It's in Bon Aqua, Tennessee. So, yeah.
So it's not the house that was portrayed in the movie then, there on the edge of the lake?
That house is burnt down. It's still, the gates are still there. That's in Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And yeah, that burned down. One of the Bee Gees bought the house and then had some construction work done to it. And one of the construction workers, I believe, had a cigarette and accidentally set the cigarette down and burned the whole place to the ground.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
Yeah.
Well, this is exciting. I am a reader, so even though it's meant for people that don't read, I will get the book. Really, congratulations to you. The Ultimate American Music Bucket List is Winslow, Arizona. Did you go there? Is that in the book as well?
You bet. Standing on the corner in Winslow, Arizona.
So, I heard that wasn't really the location. Is that true, where the marker is?
It is, yeah. It's in Winslow. It's on an actual corner, and they call it, I believe it's Standing on the Corner Park, and it's right there. It's a big
wow.
I think for Route 66. You can stop and check that out. Yeah, you bet.
Hey, Bill, great to hear your voice again, my friend, and we'll look forward to the book. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yep. The Ultimate American Music Bucket List by Bill Cleveland. How about that? Be sure and check him out there and BillOnTheRoad.com. Coming up, we're going to talk about one of our favorite things, Bo, and that is helping raise money for police officers.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Anytime there's a fundraiser for law enforcement, get out there, dig deep, and help.
Get more at 971talk.com.